here is a way in a relationship that both people can be really happy and feel strengthened by each other. You need to be willing to be one in a marriage. In a love relationship, you need to be willing to be one. And that means you are willing to even be the other person. You feel what they feel. Now, some people do not make this very intriguing. I have probably not looked very attractive in the sense of me asking someone to be me. This gives us insight into what sexy means. Some people are sexy because they are being themselves in the highest form. They are having their greatest life. And when you realize this is what is being asked, when you ask to meet relationally in a love relationship, in a union of love relationship, this gives you every reason to want to be the highest version of yourself and to have your greatest life. If you're in a relationship and there feels like separation, this choice can work miracles. You simply are willing to be that other person, to feel his or her feelings with them, to even process his or her own thoughts through your mind. And like I began to say, some people do not make this a very attractive offer. But what you will find very rapidly, they will form into their highest self, their most enjoyable self, because you have opened up to them. If you're married, would you like your husband or your wife to know that you are for him or her? The happiest relationships are the ones where both people are for each other. I'm for you, you're for me. Now, this may seem rather elementary, but it's helping me to remember. And if you're not in a relationship right now, you can prepare by being willing to serve another person. In fact, we serve all of each other. And when we realize that, we will know the real union, the union of our spirit. And I'm not trying to tell you to do something. I just want us to see what we are together. Well, all of my love to you. Thank you for being together.